please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about woman versus MRI machine. Well, let's go! Yes, fellas, today I was doing my rounds and I found this little nugget of joy. It says, based on a true story, OC. I'm guessing it means Orange County, California, because this sounds like a California dream. California dream, da, da, na, na, and the sun is gray. I'm sure the song doesn't go that way, but whatever. I'm guessing that's how Mary Jane Watson got her superpowers, right, in the new Spider-Man movie, game thingy, whatever. Ooh, let's read it, right? It says butt plug. What the hell is that for? Hospital policy after a guy wore a metal butt plug, it was actually a chick, into an MRI and turned himself into a railgun. Can't you just check to make sure I don't have one? Sorry, I don't make policy. Now bend over. That's what you're good for, sweetheart. Yes, look at this. You think I'm bullshitting you? Nope. FDA report details MRI accident caused by sex toy. Yes, that little comic strip thievy said it was a guy. But nope, I read ahead. It was a chick. Yes, how stupid and delusional do you take a metal thing into a machine that has magnets? Oh, fuck you, one dumb bitch. Oh, fuck. Yeah, this shit's from 2023. So I wonder if this chick has two holes. Now she has a fourth hole to fuck. Wow! Awesome sauce. Oh, man, let's read on, man. This shit's too fucking fun. Let's do it. I swear, women have Down syndrome, but we want to fuck them, don't we? Yep, that's what we do because we're retarded ourselves, but... let's continue with the story. A recent adverse event report filed with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration details an MRI incident involving a sex toy and a patient. Ooh. According to the report, the event occurred on April 7th. The patient involved in an accident was screened for a metal prior to undergoing her MRI, but not disclosed the presence of a butt plug. Yes, you gotta have a little extra. You need your accessories, don't you? That's how women are. They love their jewelry. Maybe she used gold. I don't think gold is magnetic, is it?
I don't know.
I guess this chick didn't know either, so she went with metal. I guess she's a metalhead or metal butt. Ooh. Kind of reminds me of that one chick that was on that roller coaster ride and she had a butt plug in her ass. Silly women. Anyways, where was I? Here we go. It says the patient went into the MRI and completed her scan. However, the exam went awry when the tech went to retrieve the patient's. Ooh, really? Do tell. She went in for the MRI, and when the MRI was over and the tech was pulling the table out of the patient, started to scream! Yeah, just like in Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse, when you hear the secret word, you scream real loud! Ah! Dun, dun. Oh, I forget to say the report reads, but that was fun, right? Yeah, I told you it was a chick. If it was a guy, he would have been a Democrat, right? Probably his last name would have been Biden.
Ah, shit.
The patient stated that she felt nauseous, was in pain, and felt like she was going to pass out. Well, yeah, she had that thing in her ass, and it was pulling on her because of the magnet. Yes, she was like that one report card that you stick on the refrigerator with a magnet. That's what she was. Yes, you get an A for effort, but an F for being smart. She's stupid as fuck. Yeah, and it's funny that people are putting women in positions of power. Yeah, they're presidents. Well, we almost had a president that was going to be a chick. But Trump is kind of a chick himself, too. So, what's the difference, right? I guess the color, right? But whatever. The report did not disclose whether the patient sustained injuries, but it did indicate that the staff called an ambulance and the patient was transported to a nearby hospital. Gee, won't it be like a giant clamp on your fleshy part? Yeah, well, magnet's pulling on it, and there's a metal part under you, and plus the metal butt plug, it's gonna be squeezing on you. I think that would hurt like fuck. Yeah, don't you think? They're powerful magnets. Yeah, I think that would... I don't know, man. These just beats questions. And that little comic book strip said it was a railgun, so... I don't know. Let's read on. There are numerous social media posts about the incident, each of them touting different versions of the event. There's even an image alleged to be from the patient's imaging following the accident, but there has been no confirmation that the image question is legitimate. I don't know what the image is, and I doubted I could find it, so I'm not gonna try. Fuck it. It should also be noted that the FDA's attempt to contact the patient in order to follow up on her case has been unsuccessful. Uh-oh, is she alive? Hope so. If not, then fucking A, that's a fucked up way to die. Death by butt plug. This latest incident is one of the several serious MRI accidents that have been reported this year. What the fuck? Is there an epidemic of fucking MRI accidents because people put metals and whatever inside of their bodies? Damn, these people are stupid. Well, congratulations, you got your Darwin Award. Oh man, hopefully this chick didn't breed. But because guys want to fuck women, she probably did. It's the circle of life. In January, a man accompanying his mother to her MRI exam took a bullet to his abdomen when a magnet caused his gun to involuntary discharge. What a stupid dude. He got what he deserved, but a dumbass. Yeah, people are fucking stupid. They don't know what magnets do to metal. Really? What the fuck? And look at this dumb bitch. It says, another involved a nurse being pinned between the magnet and a gurney after transporting a patient to the MRI suite. What the fuck? That's fucking stupid. I wonder if this magnet was strong enough that with the gurney like squeezed her, it cut her in half. Yeah, kind of like in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? No, I'm talking about Temple of Doom. Yes, with those big ass blades. Zoom. The penitent man shall pass. But not this chick, because she was stupid. Fucking A, I was thinking about Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade with fucking, what's his name, Sean Connery. That's a good movie. I like Sean Connery. Oh, and incidentally, he likes beating his women because women don't listen. Great man, great man. Many experts in the field are concerned that the frequency of these accidents will continue to occur as MRI technologies changes. Well, the things that don't change is people's fucking intelligence. It's going fucking down and down and down because people are stupid. You should stop hiring minorities. I bet this is why it's happening. Yes, people that are supposed to be doctors and nurses should at least have some brain cells, don't you think? Or am I the one that's being stupid? Apparently. This has prompted a call for more standardized MRI safety procedures from providers and patients alike. Like, how fucking stupid can people be? I swear. These people deserve to die. If they're retarded, just send them to the great beyond. You don't need them here, right? Just saying. Oh, man. Let's see what other goodies we have here. It says, the FDA adverse events report can be viewed here. So let's click on that and see what we got here. Oh yeah, it's pretty much the same stuff that we already read. It says patient was screened for MRI, did not disclose her fucking butt plug up her ass, and an ambulance was called for this patient and she was sent to the hospital. Okay, and it says the patient was checked out by the radiologist at the site before transport to ensure the patient was doing okay. Gee, but it didn't really explain nothing. Was there blood or what the fuck? Then it says the patient has not returned any of our calls yet to try to follow up to see how she is doing. So I'm assuming this chick's alive. Just ashamed. Yeah, this is fucked up. I wouldn't want nobody knowing that I had my ass torn up by a butt plug. Yeah, you would think it's getting torn up because they're fucking you with it, not because it blew out of your ass. Wow. Well, let's see what other things are in this little website, right? Yeah, look at this. Let's check out the photo gallery of pelvic and rectal foreign bodies. Yes, let's see what kind of things people put up their asses, right? Fun times. Ooh, which one of you lefties are getting horny? Yeah, check this one out. It says 19-year-old woman with bobby pin lodged in her uterus from an attempted abortion. What the fuck? You're supposed to use a coat hanger for that kind of shit, just saying. Yeah, that's just fucking stupid. But whatever, right? Oh look, there's the butt plug right there. It's funny, they kind of look like little lamps, don't they? And then it has a roll of whatever? Damn, that's some weird shit. Fucking people put some weird things up their ass. But look at this, a fucking dildo. Fucking A. Why do you have a dildo up your ass that big and it looks like a fork? A pitchfork or whatever? What is this about? Whoa. A surgically removed vibrator that was retained in the colon after a teenager inserted it in their rectum. Courtesy of Ohilamdebdit Children's Hospital, Kiev, Ukraine. What the fuck are they doing in Ukraine? First of all, shouldn't this teenager should be in the front lines fighting for his country? Or for something, whatever? And why the hell do you have a dildo stuck in your ass? And this happened to a kid. A teenager. Was he 13? Or 17? 18? Or what the fuck? It's just, wow, man. Ukraine is some weird fucking place. If that doesn't show you that Ukraine is some weird mutation that's controlled by the cabal or whatever, you got something wrong with your brain. Yes, that just proves to you that was just bullshit. Oh, yes, this was Biden's playground. Just saying. I guess this is where I do my exit, right? After I pushed it in. Well, you guys kick ass. Don't let this weird shit happen to you. And fucking A. Don't mess with these degenerate people. Especially degenerate women. Because then you'll be stuck in a rock in a hard place, as it were. Well, goodbye.
The timely and coordinated steps made by Russia and China to switch to national currencies in trade settlements is also a useful step. As a result, the bulk of our operations is done in yuan and rubles. This means we have a sustainable system of mutual trade that is reliably protected against any attacks by third countries and negative trends in the global market.